Dr. Gene Sessions is a history professor with Weber State University, and he opens the series with his talk on Utah's efforts to convince the federal government it was ready to become a state. Sessions said Utah was a territory for 50 years due to a lot of conflict and controversy because of the Mormon practice of polygamy and how much control the church wielded over the territory.
A couple of things that make our territorial history unique, and one is it lasted for so long. Utah was probably ready for statehood many years before some of the states surrounding us got to be states. And so commonly in the 19th century, folks called the Mormon problem. There were a number of issues there. Of course, there was the polygamy problem. Most Americans found polygamy to be odious, and probably more significant underneath the surface of that hot-button issue was the control that the Mormons had over the politics of the territory.
The Republican Party in Washington in the mid-19th century was suspicious of how much control the Mormons had over politics and the economy. It took six tries before the federal government declared statehood.
The non-Mormon population got the help from the federal government to take away the right to vote and hold office from Mormons. And so gradually in the 1880s, it became clear that the Mormons were going to lose their control. And so they said, all right, we'll make a deal with you. We'll abandon polygamy, and we'll also be willing to guarantee parity. And so the Mormons divided the Mormon people between the two political parties and literally ordered people to join one party or the other. And I think that's the most colorful story in all of probably American history about politics.
Sessions said there was no line between church and state in the early days, and some argue it has changed little since statehood.
The same people who were running the church were running the state, literally. The governor was Brigham Young. He was the president of the church. All the high officials in the territory in the legislature were Mormon officials, and that was all changed with the Utah War episode in the late 1850s, where President Buchanan ordered all that to come to an end and appointed the governor from out of the territory. Given the way the electoral system sets up in particularly rural areas of our state, the most prominent people in these rural communities are typically leaders of the local church, and so they wind up being in the state legislature. They wind up being very powerful people.
The Utah History Lecture Series starts on Friday at 4 p.m. in the Park City Library on the third floor in the community room. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.